turned around almost in slow motion. He didn't recognize me, and I think he thought he had been snapped by the paparazzi.
"Get rid of that picture," he slurred. "Look, mate, it's obviously not for me. My mate Kev's a massive fan. It's for him," I shouted. But he couldn't hear me above the noise of the singers.
"Just give me the fucking phone and I'll delete it then," he snapped, and lunged across the table, half trying to grab it out my hand and half trying to give me a slap. I instinctively landed one right on his chin, and all hell broke loose. Woozy rocked back and then lunged again, but Kev, who was pretty handy in a scrap, wrestled him to the floor and landed on top of him with his knee on his chest and his hands on his throat.
"Calm down, you idiot," yelled Kev. "You're a hero of mine, but I'll knock you out if I have to."
Woozy was threatening to tear Kev limb from limb, and by now, the whole restaurant was watching. A huge bouncer waded in, but Kev managed to get him in a headlock too.
"Look, I'll let you go," Kev yelled at the bouncer. "But I'm trying to calm this guy down, and if you start on me, we're going to have a problem."
The bouncer realized what was going on and managed to bundle Woozy outside so Kev could let him go. As this was happening, the drag act played on. And I will remember this image until the day I...